UCI Wyndham World Cup mountain bike event, which is the only United States venue for a mountain bike World Cup. The others are all over the world, mostly in Europe. This will be the fifth time that Wyndham Mountain is hosting this event. And it's the best mountain bikers from around the world who compete in 9 different events in 9 different venues, and then there's an overall leader at the end. There's a downhill event as well as a cross-country event with the most elite riders from around the world.
How did Wyndham land this coveted tournament? How do you bid for this like the Olympics are bid for?
You do bid for this, similar to the Olympics, I suppose. This started 6 years ago. It was actually a group of local volunteers who put together the bid, thinking that it would be a great thing for the community to have. And it's been a huge community effort that takes hundreds of volunteers to pull this off. We as Wyndham Mountain are the host of the event, but it's truly the whole community that's involved. We fill pretty much every bed in town. The restaurants are full this week, and it's been a great event to do that. So it was applied for 6 years ago and received, and I guess we did a good enough job to get it back 4 more times. So it's an annual bid process that you go through to be awarded this.
You mentioned that competitors will be coming from all over the world. Where will the fans be coming from?
Well, we hope from all over the world as well, but a lot of local folks. We've spent a lot of time and energy advertising more this year and trying to get the word out. This is a well-known event in the mountain bike community, and we expect to see a lot of those folks. But people who don't have anything to do with mountain biking have come and had a great time in the past at this event. It really is a fun spectator event, and there are lots of other non-biking events during the week that we put on to make it more fun and make it a week-long adventure.
Economically, what does this mean, not just for Wyndham Mountain itself, but for the surrounding area?
Yeah, it means a lot. Various numbers have been tossed around, but obviously, as I said, our lodging properties are full, just people driving here and buying gas and buying food and being here for the week. It's something that the community has really grown to look forward to. And beyond that, what it's done is given us the momentum to build our lift service mountain bike park. And I can talk more about that, but in addition to that, there's a huge network of mountain bike trails in the Wyndham community that are very well utilized and continue to grow. Again, largely volunteer effort has made that possible with donations from a number of people and organizations. But there's a large network of trails that now will connect to Wyndham Mountain for access to the lift service mountain bike park.
So it seems to me that for a ski resort to thrive, it has to be year-round now. It just can't wait for the snow. Is that correct?
That's true. And every ski resort is finding their niche. People are doing a lot of different things to make it work in the summer. But we have this great asset here that is underutilized or has been underutilized in what used to be the off-season. And so we're now trying to take advantage of that.
Now, mountain biking may not be as popular as, of course, football or basketball. So tell us more. Tell the amateur or the layman more about the sport itself.
Sure. Well, there's cross-country mountain biking, and that's the trails that are in the community that have been developed through the woods and through some state land that are well-marked and a lot of fun. And then what we do at the mountain is lift serve. So you get on a chairlift just like you would for skiing. You put your bike in a rack in front of you, and then you sit down on the chair behind you, and then there are trails to choose from of different ability levels from the top, and you do laps on your mountain bike just like you would on skis or a snowboard. And we have rental bikes available. We have a full bike retail shop. We have a little deli in our bike shop. And people have come generally with a bit of experience on biking because it can be challenging. For this year, we're developing our first Green Circle Trail that will open next summer. But we built 2 Blue Square Trails that were actually built by Gravity Logic, one of the best bike park design and construction companies in the world. They're known for building the park at Whistler Mountain in British Columbia, which is really the kind of the gold standard, and we hope to be that now on the East Coast.